我们沉默祷告。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主的圣名，下午在这边继续参加祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our prayer sessions.
唱诗四百零六首。
Let's sing hymn 406.
四百零六首。
Hymn number 406.Seated, please.
我们祷告之前，来分享几段经文。
Before our prayer, let us share a couple of verses.
我们知道主耶稣基督是以祷告很重视祷告生活的人。
We understand that Jesus focused a lot attention on prayer.
他强调祷告过于传福音。
Jesus emphasized more on prayer than to evangelize.
强调祷告过于医病赶鬼。
And Jesus emphasized prayer surpasses all healings and curing of sicknesses.
因为祷告是所有传福音跟医病赶鬼力量的来源。
Because prayer is the source that will sustain us to overcome for healings and curing of sicknesses.
主耶稣不只是自己祷告，他也教导我们祷告。
Jesus himself not set an example to pray, but also tell us how to pray.
我们从马可福音十一章来谈一谈主耶稣怎么教导我们祷告。
Let us study from Mark chapter 11 how Jesus teaches us to pray.
首先有关祷告的道理，主耶稣教导我们要让教会成为万国祷告的殿。
One of the first teaching is that Jesus encouraged us that to make the church as the place of prayer.
我们来读我们把红线夹在马可福音十一章。
Let's put a bookmark on Mark chapter 11.
我们来读十五节。
Verse 15.
马可福音十一章十五节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Verse 15.
Ted, 请你读。
Verse 15.
16节。
And Jesus came to Jerusalem and he entered the temple.
看到那边很多人在做买卖。
And he saw that there's a lot of business transaction going on.
因为外国人要回来献牛献羊，没有带牛，也没有带羊。
And the foreigner returning back to offer, and they do not bring any of the animals with them.
所以用钱买比较快。
And so that they use the money to, in order to exchange in the business.
这个外国人带了这个罗马的铜币来，要换成这个犹太人的就是犹太人可能他们有自己的币制或什么样的。
And the foreigner using the Romans money that they exchanged with the Israel the Jews shekels.
这本来都是提供给人方便的一种行为。
And this business transaction is to assist the people in dealing the transaction.
做生意赚钱这本来是一种正常的事情。
And the purpose of having a business deal is to make profit out of the transaction.
问题是他们在圣殿里面来做这种事情。
The problem arises because there is business dealing going on in the temple.
不但他们这样做生意，而且他们谋取暴利。
And the first crime they committed is they commit a business transaction tax in the temple. Secondly, that they oppress the other buyer.
所以耶稣说你们不只是做生意你们还把这个地方成为贼窝好像你们是偷窃一样，因为你们这个不是合法的正常的利益
Jesus wasn't happy, firstly, because the business deal is happening in the temple. Secondly, because that they treated all these business transactions as liars and thieves.
我们今天教会要把它成为一个人间的一块净土。
And that the church today that we have to treat it as a piece of gold on the land.
我们要让弟兄姐妹朋友们来到教会只有看到神的荣耀。
And we want to treat this place as a glorious place for everyone that comes.
所以我们来到神的教会要让这里成为万国祷告的殿。
So we have to treat the church as a place of prayer for all men.
所以我看到弟兄姐妹他们把这个做生意的 country 带到教会里面来 sign country.
And sometimes I saw that there is a sign of a contract that happens inside the church.
不是说我们弟兄姐妹不可以有生意的往来。
I'm not saying that we cannot have business dealings among brothers and sisters.
但是在教会里面有这种商业性的活动不是主耶稣所喜悦的。
But if the business transaction is happening inside the church, isn't very happy for Jesus.
那更重要的就是我们这个殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
We have to emphasize that the church is a place of prayer for all mankind.
所以我们来到教会我们要重视祷告。
So we have to emphasize upon prayer when we come to church.
在旧约圣经里面呢，神一直应许啊，这个殿呢，那在这个殿祷告啊，神要垂听这个殿里面的祷告。
And in the Old Testament, God already fulfilled, or God already prophesied that the temple will be placed that He will be listening to the prayer.
我们看列王记上的第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8.
这是所罗门王建了殿之后的一个祷告词。
And this is one of the orations of Solomon after his completed.
如果你仔细读或是看英文啊，或是原文啊，这是很漂亮的对偶排仗啊，很漂亮的祷告词。
And if you look at the English or other version of text, we can see that this is a very good piece of prayer.
那他在献完殿，他就对神这样讲。
And after dedication of the temple, Solomon said this to God.
司宽兄，请你读三十一节，第八章三十一节。
First King chapter 8 verse 31.
八章三十一节。
Chapter First King chapter 8 verse 31.
司宽兄，哎。三十二。三十三。
三十三，你的民以色列若得罪你，败在仇敌面前，又归向你，承认你的名，在这殿里祈求祷告。
三十四。
三十四，求你在天上垂听，赦免你民以色列的罪，使他们归回是，归回你，赐给他，你赐给他们列祖之地。
三十五。三十六。
求你在天上垂听，赦免你仆人以色列民的罪，将当行的善道指教他们，且降雨在你的地，就是你赐给你民为业之地。
阿们。我们一直读下去哦，就会写到，如果您有任何疑难杂症，到殿里来祷告就是对了。
And if you continue reading onwards, any problems that you have.The right way is to come to church and pray to God.
那愿神啊垂听你啊在这殿里面啊，或者是向殿的一个祷告。
And may the Lord listen to the prayer that was offered in the temple.
那所罗门王这个祷告很长啊，他把所有人间可能发生的困难，通通可能挤出来，就是你有任何困难，通通可以来。
And this oration is very long. That seems every problem that can exist happening to mankind is written listed here.
那后来神怎么样回答所罗门呢
？Later on, how does God answer Solomon?
我们看第八章。
Let's turn to the same chapter.
对不起哈，不是第八章。我们来看第，哎，第九章。
First King chapter 9.
这是神对第二次对所罗门显现。
This is the second time God appeared before Solomon.
我们再来读第三节。
Verse 3.
千百兄，请你读。阿们啊！所以神的眼睛、神的心常常在殿这里。
God's eyes and His heart always abide with the church.
他要使他的名永远在其中。
And that He will allow His names to always be consecrated in the temple.
您可以想象吗
？Can we imagine?
您祷告的时候
，When we pray,
神的眼睛在看您的祷告。
That the eyes of the Lord is staring at your prayer.
没有人了解你心中的需要。
And no one understands what your heart needs.
但是你眼睛可以看穿你内心的需要。
And the eyes of God is able to see through what your needs are.
没有人可以了解你的心。
No one can understand your heart.
但神说他的心要在这里。
And the Lord says that his heart will be among us.
他要了解你的心事来帮助你。
And God will understand what we have in us in our mind that
will help us. 我们真的要重视会堂里面的祷告。
So we have to play a lot of attention on prayer in the church.
或者是弟兄姐妹寄取的一种祷告。
Or the prayer that we offer when we all gather together.
所以耶稣这样讲。
So Jesus said this way.
你们有两三个人聚集在一起。
When there is two or three among you gathered together,
你们奉主耶稣的名聚集。
When you gather in the name of Jesus,
你们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
When you pray in the name of Jesus,
主耶稣就要垂听你们的祷告。
And the Lord Jesus will listen to your prayer.
所以我们在教会里面真的要重视祷告。
So in the church, we should emphasize a play importance of prayer.
我们来看哈该书第二章。
Let's go to Haggai chapter 2.
从旧约倒数第三卷。
The third last book in, from the Old Testament.
Haggai 书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
Haggai 书第二章旧约倒数第三节。
Second last book from the Old Testament, Haggai.
第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
来 Ruth, 请你读。
Now, Haggai
书第二章第九节 sorry.
Haggai chapter 2, verse 9.
In this place, I will give peace. 在这个地方，我要施平安。
In this place, I'll give peace.
神的荣耀的殿的荣耀，后来的要到过先前的。
The latter glory of the house or temple will be greater than the first, the former.
所罗巴伯的殿呢，其实如果以这种物质金子来看呢，是没有胜过这个所罗门王的殿。
The temple built by Zerubbabel in materialistic sense is less valuable than the temple built by Solomon.
Dimension 来看应该是有好一点。
In the area wise that the second one is probably larger.
但是无论怎么样呢，我们现在的教会啊，神应许我们要大过荣耀，要大过先前的教会。
Whatever it is, God promised that the latter temple will be more honorable than the former.
并且应许啊，他在殿里面要施平安。
And the promise that it will grant peace to the temple.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果说礼拜六来聚会，可以早点来祷告，这是好的事情。
So brothers and sisters, it's a good practice that we can come earlier to church and pray.
如果说我们每个月有一次祷告会，这是好的事情。
It's a good occasion, it's a good event that we have our prayer session once a month.
如果您有特别的需要，中午有特别的祷告，这是好的事情。
If you have needs that for your personal self that you can pray for yourself, that is a good practice.
小弟不晓得有没有跟大家讲过从一个长老听来的见证。
I will share with you one of the testimonies from an elder members.
他去探望一个病人。
This elder members that he visited a sick members.
就是跟他讲说呢，你要到教会里面来聚会。
And encourage the sick members to come to the church to pray.
那个病人他说，我已经很久没有离开床了。
And the sick person replied that I have not left this bed for many.
那个长老说，你不离开这个床，你永远就没办法离开了。
And the elder says that if you do not leave this bed, you will always stick with it.
后来他真的那个老人家凭着信心来到教会。
And the sick members with faith that he strongly walked.
第一天
呢、
带着软炉带着拐杖来。
First day, the sick members come with a heater and with a walking stick.
第二天呢、软炉就没有带，只有带拐杖。
The second day, the sick members come with a walking aid.
第三天呢、拐杖都没有带来了。
And the third day, these members come by themselves without any aid.
本来病很久，在床上都没有办法好的。
And these members were sick for a long time and bedridden.
到教会里面来祷告，病得到医治。
And then when they come to church to pray, the sickness were cured.
在罗东教会有位弟兄。
In one of church in Taiwan, there's a brothers.
他的女儿小时候大概不晓得怎么回事就后来就不能讲话。
Suddenly that his daughter could not speak.
后来这位弟兄后来成为那个工人然后每天就是带女儿到教会上下班。的时间来教会祷告。
This brother later on, he brought his daughter to pray in the church.
不晓得祷告几多久啊。
The prayer length is unknown.
有一次他在祷告的时候，女儿跟他这样讲。
During one of the prayers, the daughter says to the father,
说爸爸，我要出去玩。
And telling the father that says that, Dad, I want to go out to play.
爸爸吓一跳，眼泪掉出来。
And the father was surprised, amazed, and shed tears.
我的女儿可以讲话了。
My daughter can speak now.
感谢主，这个女儿不但可以讲话。
Thanks grace of God that this daughter become able to speak.
不但可以讲话，而且她后来有参加歌唱比赛也拿了奖。
And this daughter was able to speak, and that she was, later on that she was able to compete in the singing competitions.
所以真的在教会里面祷告常常看到神的恩典。
So that we can see the graces of God is bestowed upon people.
所以会堂要成为万国祷告的殿。
And that the prayer church become the place of prayer for all men.
主耶稣教我们第二点祷告的要重视的就是要用信心来祷告。
Jesus taught us that the second point that we have to practice in the prayer is of faith.
我们来看马可福音十一章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章的十二节到十四节。
Mark chapter 11 verses 12 to 14.
来。Christine, as Christina, Christine or Christina, Christine, 请你读十二节到十四节。20节, verse 20, continue please. Twenty-four. 这是主耶稣做了一件事情，门徒问一个问题主耶稣最后的结论就是这样子。
Jesus commit an event, and the disciple ask a question, and the conclusion is what Jesus said.
就是你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
And says that whatever you do, if you pray in faith, and whatever you ask, it will be fulfilled.
主耶稣常常早餐不晓要吃什么。
Jesus usually do not know what he will have for his breakfast.
因为他们的生活都是一种漂流的生活。
Because they live a life of nomadic.
想说这个无花果可以止饿。
And that they think that this fig is able to help them for their breakfast.
我们在东部不晓得有没有无花果
Do we have fig in the east?
在加州很多人家的后院都种着无花果树。
In the west coast, there are a lot of backyards that are filled with fig trees.
无花果真的那个除了里面甜以外呢，那个外面那个东西真的很容易止饿
The fig, besides the sweetness of the fruit itself, that the shell itself that is able to fill us up.
但是主耶稣找不到一颗果子。
Jesus was unable to find a fruit from that tree.
其实无花果的生命力非常强。
This fig tree is able to survive.
所以有人解释虽然不是时候，还是可以找得到果子。
There are some interpretations that says that even though it's not a fruit season, yet there should be figs on the tree.
你到伯恩教会伯恩教会停车场有一个围墙。
If you visit a bowling park next to the parking lot, there is a wall.
那大概是小鸟吃的吧？小鸟吃的不是人种的啦。那在那边有dropping，然后那个围墙的空隙就长出无花果出来。
Probably that because of the bird droppings, there has a seeds on it that it become a tree between the walls.
那因为找不到果子耶稣就讲了这句话：从今以后，永远没有人吃你的果子了。
And since Jesus is unable to find a fruit out from the fig tree, Jesus says that from now onwards that there should be no fruit from this tree.
结果隔天早上门徒经过就看到，哇，不得了，这棵树连树根开都枯干了。
And the next morning, when the disciples passed by, they suddenly were amazed that this tree already withered.
我们知道这个树干应该是从叶子吧？
If you observe that a tree begins to wither from the leaf.
然后再来应该是树根、树干，才会，树枝、树干才会做，最后才是树根嘛，对不对
？Then it begins to wither from the leaf, the branches, and then the trunk, and then the root.
你知道在 我们这里或是加州啊，有时候你家的院子树太大，要砍掉啊，都要这个政府批准，要这个市政府批准。
And if you have a big tree that needs to be cut down, probably you need to get a permit from the township.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他觉得他们家树该砍了啊，不晓得怎么办，政府不批准了。
And there's a brother that who in his property has a tree that he needs to cut it down, but the township declined their permit.
那后来就心生一计，后来就用毒药啊，浇到根上面去。
And that he used his own cunning ways that he put poison upon the tree.
你要看到那个树叶就慢慢掉啊，树枝啊，那个不晓得经过多少时间呢？哎，那个树啊，才真的从树根开始枯掉。
And that you will see that after the tree has been poisoned, that you see the leaf begin to wither. But after a long time, then suddenly, and then the root begins to wither off.
啊，所以这个是很奇妙的事情。耶稣讲一句话，这个树就从根开始干了。
But this is very miraculous that
隔一天而已哦。
The next day when Jesus spoke of words, this tree withered.
啊，门徒就觉得很好稀奇，哇，先生，老师，你看，你做主的那一棵无花果树，现在已经枯干了。
And this the disciple become anxious and excited that how come Rabbi that the tree that you curse has already withered?
耶稣就跟他们讲一件事情啊。
Jesus continued to tell them,
你对这座山说挪开此地投在海里你心里不疑惑只要信所说的必成就就给他成就了
And that you see, if you say the mountain that without doubt that you can move it away then you will be done
请我们在座的有没有人祷告说主耶稣啊你把这个伊丽莎白这个地方挪到海里面去
Among us that have we ever prayed to God that says that can we move this piece of landand move it into the ocean.
我们不会这样祷告的啦，因为这个对我没什么好处啊。
We will not offer this prayer because this doesn't benefit us much.
那个也没有人随便就跟一棵树讲，哎，主耶稣做主你哦，你死掉吧。
And there is no one who just says to a tree that says that Jesus says curse to you and you shall die.
这是非常 extreme 的、非常极端的例子。
This example is extreme for us.
其实圣经跟我们讲，我们祷告不可以咒诅哦，只可以祝福哦。
But indeed, that the Bible encourages that in a prayer we cannot curse but bless.
那即使这么样一个极端的例子，你咒诅，你叫一个善意到海里面去，耶稣说，只要你信，你所祷告的会成就，他就必给你成就。
Even though this is an extreme example that you curse, yet if you say with your faith that you say move from one place to the oceans, that it will be done, it will be done.
为什么我们祷告神不听？
Why do God does not listen to our prayer?
很多原因呢，哈。
There are many reasons.
其中一个原因就是我们的信心不够。
Firstly, is that our faith is not enough.
信心呢，就是我们信耶稣的人呢，一个生活恩典最重要的一根钥匙。
And faith is the most critical key to our faith to our belief that those who believe in God.
所以有时候主耶稣在给我们恩惠之前，要先给我们一个考验：你信吗
？Usually,
你的信心够吗？
Before God gives us graces, He will often give us a test of whether our faith is enough to receive the grace.
所以有一个迦南妇人啊，带一个孩子来跟主耶稣求恩典啊。
There was a Canaanite woman who brought along with her child to come to visit Jesus.
耶稣就说：“怎么可以把恩典给狗吃呢？你们这个是外邦人啊，你们是不洁净，跟狗一样的、啊。”
And Jesus says that, "How can you give these crumbs to the food that you are unclean people? How can you share this grace?"
难道主耶稣是有心 insulted 他吗？有心来轻看他吗
？Does Jesus intentionally wants to insult this woman?
不是，主耶稣就要看他有没有信心。
No, Jesus just to test her whether she has faith.
他说：“主啊，连那个狗都要吃主人桌上掉下来的食物。”
The woman replied that yes, sir. That even the dog is able to eat the crumbs fallen from the table.
耶稣说他在人间呢、啊，很少找到看不到有这样信心的。
Jesus says that among all those people that I now have not seen one that has
就给他医治了哦。
And Jesus heals her child.
所以诸位，你如果翻圣经，你会见到主耶稣重复讲一句话。
If you keep on reading the Bible, there is one common phrase Jesus said.
只要信是得着的，就必得着。
And if you have faith, and it will be done.
所以今天呢，我们真的要求主耶稣赐给我们信心。
Today, indeed, that we pray that God will grant us faith.
我信不足，求主加添呢。
My faith is insufficient. Strengthen my faith.
我小时候记得很清楚，一个长老一直这样讲：你信心几分，就恩典就几分。
And I often keep these memories from an elder that says, "Whatever your faith is, that is what your grace is."
真的有时候看到弟兄姐妹很可爱，很有信心。
And sometimes I can see that the gratitude and the cherishness of the brothers and sisters. And I share this with our brothers and sisters from the northwest area.
小弟上个月去厄瓜多尔。
And two weeks ago I was in Ecuador.
真的很奇妙咧。
It was miracle.
他们对神在那边做圣工很有信心咧。
They have a faith towards God in all their sacred work.
所以有的人啊，求圣灵求很久了啊，特本来要到一个其他国家去的，行程特别严呐，啊，特别回来这个奎托这个地方，首都这个地方求圣灵。
And that they have plans that go to place A, but indeed they delay their plans and they went to the capital of Ecuador, Quito, to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们到哪里访问呢？跟到哪里访问呢？
Wherever we visit, they will follow behind us.
有时候访问还没有结束，他就说要祷告，要祷告了。
And before we ended our invitation, they would just remind us to pray.
因为他看到这个神在那里都做工了，他很想祷告。
And they saw that how God works with us and that they like to pray.
因为他有这样的信心，祷告第二天，主耶稣就给他圣灵。
With the faith that this person has, God granted them the Holy Spirit the second day.
所以我们跪下来，我们不只是膝盖跪下来，我们的心也要跪下来。
So when we kneel down, not with our knees, but we also with our heart.
我们要充满了神给我们的信心哦。
We have to be filled with the faith that God granted us.
信神会给你，神就会给你哦。
Believe that God will grant to us, it will be granted to us.
如果你信，你得不着，那就照你的信心也给我们成全了。
And even though that we believe that we have not that sufficient faith, let it be so.
那主耶稣教我们祷告的第三点祷告，就是要一个饶恕跟悔改的祷告。
And third example of prayer that Jesus made is for us to forgive and repent.
我们来读第25节到26节。
Let's read Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26.
马可福音11章25节到26节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26.
25节26节。
25, 26.
Brother Daniel Chu. Dennis Chu. Yeah. 26.
But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
你们祷告的时候，如果想起有人得罪你，要饶恕他哦。
When if you in a prayer, if you remember that someone has transgressed against you, you have to forgive them.
那你得罪别人，也要去和好。And
you have to befriend to those that you transgress.
我们饶恕别人呢，我们天父就会饶恕我们。
We forgive others, our Heavenly Father will forgive us also.
我们不饶恕别人，天父就不饶恕我们。
And if you do not do likewise, God will not forgive us.
这个跪下来之前要先清除障碍。
And that before we kneel down, we have to understand what our hindrances are.
我们没有一个人敢讲自己没有罪啊。
We cannot boldly admit that we are sinless.
我们如果跟人没有办法和好，其实这个就是亏欠神的荣耀。
And if we cannot befriend others, then that this is our shortcoming.
所以我们每次跪下来之前呢，我们要先检讨自己的生命。
So before we kneel down, we have to examine our life.
我们看《约翰一书》第一章
，First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第8节、第9节。
First John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
第10节。
8, 9, 10.
8, 9, 10.
1 John 1, verse 8, 9, and 10.
Doris, would you please read? Verse 10. 如果我们说自己没有罪，神就是说谎咯。
And if you say that we are not sins, that God is a liar.
那神怎么可能说谎呢？
And how can God lie?
那因为我们带着肉体啊。
We have a physical body.
所以敢讲自己真的十全十美。
We cannot say that we are perfect.
其实啊，我们常常很多很软弱。
We have our own weaknesses.
常常看了不应该看的东西。
We often stare at objects that we should not take a look at. We often utter words that we hurt others.
或者是一个脸色，觉得自己很自责的脸色。
And sometimes that our facial expression says that we are always right.
但是实际上讲，我们如果承认自己的罪，
Bible encourages us that if we admit our sin,
神是公义的。
God is judge.
就是你每次犯罪再跟他讲、我真的对不起，我以后改。
And if he says that, I will repent and forgive me.
他就会赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And he will forgive our sins and cleanse of all iniquities.
我常常觉得我们信耶稣的人真的很幸福。
We often think that we believers of God are very blessed.
我们信耶稣的时候，我们受洗的时候，这个洗罪的泉源就为我们打开。
After we were baptized and converted, that this spring of forgiveness opened for us.
所以每次我们做错事情，再次祷告，神再次那个全源洗净我们的罪。
And every time that when we pray, that this spring of forgiveness is often opened for us.
但是重要的是我们每天要记得洗澡哦。
But important point is that we need to take a bath or shower every day.
我觉得悔改的祷告就好像洗啊，心灵的污秽一样啊，这也是一种洗澡啊。
And prayer repentance is the washing and cleaning ourselves.
我们来看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那我慢慢念六十四章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4.
Raymond, would you please read?
Five. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue, and we need to be saved.
Six.
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
Seven.真的有时候我们的良心自责、让我们因罪孽消化、就是觉得头都抬不起来。
And he tells us that we are actually not worthy to raise up ourselves before God.
但是呢我们又不去求告，这边说无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你，就是我们有问题，但是我们又放弃自己，也不愿意把神好好的给他抓住，说拜托你再给我一次机会，祝福我，原谅我。
And he encourages us that even though that we know our fault and mistakes and weaknesses, yet we do not go before God and grab hold of him.
真的，我们的义啊，常常都像污秽的衣服一样的。
And often our righteousness is just like filthy clothes.
我们有时觉得是自己比跟人比较起来，我的确是还可以。
When comparing with another person, I'm doing much better.
但是在神面前，我们太多的肮脏。
But before God, that we are filthy.
所以常常觉得我们的污秽就像那个秋天的落叶一样。
Sometimes our filthiness is comparable to the leaf of the autumn.
是被人踩在脚底下，被我们自己踩在脚底下，我们都自己不喜欢自己了。
That we have been the leaf has been stepped down, if we step ourselves down.
所以我们像叶子渐渐枯干我们的罪孽好像被风吹去的一样我们好像我们就好像被风吹去的一样
And we are just like the leaf that is blown away by the wind.
实在是心灵非常的忧伤，但是又不懂得抓住神呢。
And that we cannot understand on how to catch hold of God.
其实神都在等候我们呢。
God indeed is waiting for us.
所以第四节讲说，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事呢？神在等候着我们。
Verse 4 tells us that God is waiting for us.
所以你迎接那喜欢行义纪念你迎接那喜欢行义。纪念你道的人，所以我们再奋发一下摒弃罪恶，来走神喜欢做神喜欢的事情。
And so that we determine ourselves and discard off the filthiness and walk the way God wants us.
奋力抓住神。
And that with zealousness that we catch hold on God.
你又会发觉到，你又可以重新享受圣灵在我们纯净的心灵里面那一种充满的喜乐。
And that you will once again experience that the fullness and the of the Holy Spirit in us.
请问您上次圣灵充满是什么时候了？
Let's ask ourselves, when was the last time we filled with the Holy Spirit?
上次您跟主耶稣觉得很亲近是什么时候了？
When was the time that you were closest to God?
上次你觉得很平安很喜乐是什么时候了？
When was the time that you feel the completeness and peace?
你会觉得好像神好像没有用他的慈爱的脸看着我们？
And it seems that God did not show us his gracious face.
好像用背对着我们。
It seems that God has turned his back upon us.
为什么会这样子呢？
And how does it happen?
我记得那个 Raymond 弟兄，就是周弟兄啊，神学生啊，他那个见证哦，我一直记在心里面。
Once I often remind myself of the testimony of Raymond Chow.
后来到社会上去工作。
He was working for some time.
我知道他的心里已经那么的，已经没有感觉了。
And that he feels that his heart is so does not have any affections.
后来他看到异象啊。
Later on, he saw a vision.
神就在他前面。
And God was in front of him.
但是神背对着他。
But God's back is facing him.
他觉得跟主耶稣好像很近，却又很远呢。
He feels that God is yet so far away.
后来主耶稣出现。
Later on, Jesus appeared.
他变成像个小朋友。
He was like a little child.
牵着他的手归向神。
And that Jesus was leading Raymond's hands towards God.
神啊，转过来。
And that God turned his face to see
him. 迎接他。
And welcome him.
所以我们真的要求神怜悯我们，牵着我们的手走路。
And we should pray that God will lead us with his hand.
让我们在祷告当中啊，能够在思考我们人际的问题，神跟人的问题，人跟人的问题。
And in our prayer, let us ponder the issue that we have among men and men, between men and God.
求主耶稣圣灵再次浇灌我们。
May the Holy Spirit refill us.
大大充满我们。
And fill us abundantly.
我们下个月就有灵布道会哦。
In next month, we will have a spiritual convocation.
我们在这边呼吁我们弟兄姐妹在家里每天为这个事情来祷告。
Once again, encourage everyone to pray at home.
让我们灵性啊，借着这个大会可以复兴起来。
And that our spiritual life can be revived again.
我们一起来祷告，要接受按手的，不要客气到前面来。
If you want to be laid hand upon, please come forward and we pray together.
我们当中有很多生病的，有一些生病的，我们要帮他们来祷告。
And also pray for those brothers and sisters who are sick and need our prayer.
心灵忧伤的，我们帮他们来祷告。
And those who are weak in faith, let us pray for them.
接受按手的，不要客气。
If you want to be laid hand, please come forward.